Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get.
It's Sylvia bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to my 19th consecutive hour. Let me say that again. Our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving day together. And I know you've been here all along, haven't you? Thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. It's Thanksgiving Day 2015, and I started doing this mayhem, created this mayhem way back in 97, And a year and a half or so later, I met a guy named Jeffrey Zabar who I just can't seem to get rid of him. He keeps hanging out like a bad penny. He keeps coming back.
Bring out the leeches.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. He's got a number of books on being home-based, home office know-how, safe at home, et cetera, et cetera. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me. After all these years, against your better judgment, team's saying, you still keep this guy on board?
Why do you have this guy back on?
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff, I've enjoyed getting to know you and your family and tracking. You know, one of the things that's been I'm thankful for is all my brain trust members. You know, I got a couple of thousand folks out there who are in and out of here once a year. Or once a month, or once a week, sometimes, or every other week. How many of their families have just grown up with me and the show? You know, they're like your kids. I mean, yeah. when you first joined me, your kids were babies. One of them was a baby.
Yeah.
And the other two were like barely in school, starting school. So now they're off on their own
Can we not mention that part?
I know.
They're moving out.
I know. So, all right, let's talk a little business. What's on your mind today with regard to business?
Well, I'm wondering where I'm going to spend all my money and save all my money going out Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all these deals. I got to buy all sorts of technology because it's all for sale. It's all on sale out there, so I got to go out and buy it. And I think, honestly, that is the last thing that I or anybody who runs a small business should be thinking. In the way we should be thinking this, I kind of try to create a juxtaposition there. Don't know if it's stuck, but the idea that just because stuff's on sale doesn't mean that we should be out sort of buying up a storm just because you're saving a little money. It's like, yeah, I went out, everything was on sale. Look at the money I saved, but look what you spent. You know, do you need a new tablet? Do you need a new computer? Do you need new service of this, that, or the other? Or is yours working fine? You just got sold on the idea of the latest, greatest, bestest. And we've had a lot of conversations about this on your show when the latest new phone has come out, the latest new computer has come out, even something free like the latest operating system for a computer.
Right.
You know, doing the latest, greatest can often just leave you, as we've said, on the bleeding edge of technology where there could be bugs, there could be learning curve, there could be cost that you just don't have time to invest in. So think about that before you break out the checkbook and, you know, or the credit card and start buying up.
Especially for technology. And,
yeah.
I agree with that. And, you know, I have no, you know, it's kind of a nice feeling to have sales pushed at you and new deals offered to you. And you, it's kind of makes me feel good to be able to say, no, I'm good.
Right. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel smarter than the next guy to really look at that, you know,
and less like
a
sucker.
Really need it. Yeah, exactly. And we fall for it. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing if you need it, and that's all fine.
I got to buy a new television.
My
TV went out. And that's interesting to say. One of my TVs went out. A TV went out. And uh-huh. I'm going to be buying another one. But since it's not the only one I have, I'm not going to rush into it.
Right.
I wouldn't fight the crowd on Black Friday say $50.
Never. You know, stay at home.
I know people who are standing in line. They're going to start getting in line sometime today.
Out of their minds.
I don't
know. I might get online. you know, or actually I'll have one of my daughters who's like an Amazon Prime, you know, just an aficionado.
And whose money has she been spending to do that?
Yeah, let's not go there. But she's saving on the shipping, so I got that going for me.
Right.
But I mean, no matter how you do it, which is nice, but no matter how you do it, no matter what gets you off in the process, you want to stand online, great. You want to wait till, you know, a week down the road, you know, that's fine. You want to do it online instead of in line, you know, whatever. But just don't get caught up in the hoopla thinking you have to get something if the money could be, especially as a business owner, if the money can be well spent somewhere else in your business or saved. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems that in our household, you know, we often, you know, as many businesses, we're not compelled to save enough. Because there's always something we need, especially...
What about Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday is a great way to do it. But again, Cyber Monday, Black Friday has a basis in history, as you know, and your reader, mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. listeners know, because it's where they've made their year usually by the sales they do over Thanksgiving mm-hmm. holiday. But come Cyber Monday, that's all a marketing ploy. That's mm-hmm. people who said, I'm not going to stand in line or online. I'm going to get online and I'm going to buy stuff over the internet. That's all a marketing thing. I mean, it's a practice, it's a habit, it's a reality, but marketing it, branding it as Cyber Monday was just some, you know, some journalist probably somewhere has said, look at this phenomena taking place, we're going to call it this, and then, you know, companies that are online and they're running ads and whatever.
So you're not a big Cyber Monday fan then, huh?
I'm, you know, every Monday should be Cyber Monday.
Well,
you're such
a cynic anyway, Jeff. But not today. You're not a cynic today. Hey, Jeffrey, I'm thankful for you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Jim, you're great to have around. I appreciate having me around. You've been a good friend for all these years.
Let's do some more.
You got it.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check out his website. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.